Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. During the company's presentation, all participants in the teleconference will be in a listen-only mode. Next, we will start the question-and-answer session when further instructions will be given. If you should require assistance during the call, please dial the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Juliana Kalil, Investor Relations Coordinator at Indústrias Home. Please go ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for participating in Rumo's conference call to discuss 2014 second quarter earnings results. This event is simultaneously being webcast via internet and is available on the website www.rumo.com in the Investor Relations section. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that this conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors, and that the forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Livaldo Aguiar dos Santos, Chief Executive Officer, Luiz Castiano Rosolin, Chief Financial Officer, and Fabio Sayaz, Administrative and Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Livaldo will comment on the company's 2014 second quarter and its results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question-and-answer session. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Livaldo.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great pleasure to have you on this conference call, in which we present the results of Indústrias Rumo for the second quarter of 2014. My presentation is divided in two main parts. The first part is to present the posted results, and the second part is the outlook, the coming quarters, perspectives for the year end, and plans aimed to offset the decline in domestic demand. About the first part, operationally, machine tools and plastic machine growth margins have shown improvement when we compare first half of 2014 with first half of 2013. Even if we compare second quarter with the first quarter of 2014, we see the stability on those margins. So what reduced the overall results in this quarter was the low volume sold. The order backlog at the end of the first quarter of 2014 indicates the possibility of sales above the posted. However, because of the Soccer World Cup, deliveries were executed only in July. We can observe that the order book remains very solid, even with the weak order entry during the quarter. Booksar results, the quarter, and exchange variation were also elements that hurt us in this period. Although we already had evidence in the case of Booksar that its revenue for the year would be more concentrated in the second half of 2014 with emphasis in the fourth quarter, according to the characteristics of the current backlog. Therefore, actions to adapt the company structures have been proved to be appropriate and should be maintained as the main focus of our management. Fabio will detail the analysis about the quarter's results later on. Turning to the second part of this comment, we observe again that the gross fixed capital formation for the first quarter of 2014 was negative 2.1%. In absolute values, the amount invested in the first quarter of 2014 was lower than in the same period in 2013. Additionally, the level of capacity utilization of the industry is stable at low level, around 80%. The appetite of industrial entrepreneur in 46.4%, as pointed by CNI, should show us that the volatility that we forecasted early can be more severe than initially thought. We are adapting the company structure to this new reality while preserving the ability to react to market and to innovate in our products. There is also a special focus in improving the subsidiary structures, aiming to increase the export of products made in Brazil. There is already an increase in order entry when compared to the first quarter of 2014 with the same period in 2013. What's more, we should know that Bukhar should perform better in the next two quarters, and it is to improve results to be posted. Bukhar portfolio for 2014 is complete, with orders to be delivered in 2015, but also for 2016. There is a big focus in foreign market in order to offset the weakening of the domestic market. We continue to believe that the volatility of Brazilian economy in the coming quarter will remain high. Despite this, we intend to present positive results by the year end. I now return this call to Fabio, and I will return in during the question and answer section. Please, Fabio, go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for attending to this web conference call. The first chart, the chart number three, this chart shows the highlights of this quarter. Despite the unfavorable environment of the Brazilian economy, revenues this quarter were slightly below second quarter 2013, decreasing by 5.2%. If we look at the first half of 2014 compared to 2013, both periods were quite stable in terms of revenues. Although volume was 5.2% lower this quarter, we were able to keep the gross margin around 28%, showing that the internal measures to build a more flexible cost structure in preparation for the weaker uncertain demand is effective and brings positive results. EBITDA margin in the second quarter was slightly below 2013, mainly due to the lower volume that also impacted our bottom line. The political and economic uncertainties about the country have strongly impacted in the entrepreneurs' confidence and affected investment levels. This scenario has also reflected in our order entry in this quarter that decreased 34.3% compared to 2013. Moving to the chart number four, in the dark blue line, this is the gross fixed capital formation. After some recovery in the gross fixed capital formation in 2013 compared to 2012, the index in 2014 is again negative, showing that the lack of confidence of the local industry in making new investments is again back. Roma's business is highly sensitive to the economic scenario, and it's reflecting in our operations, as we can notice in the lower order entry this year. The chart number five, the capacity utilization remains flat, even though investments are in a low level, showing that investments in capacity expansion are extremely limited to a very few sectors. Also, the confidence index reached 46.4 points, worse than the lowest level during 2009 global crisis. In the chart number six, the revenues distribution, there is no one specific sector that shows an increasing demand or a good perspective for the near future. In the machine tool business, job shops and machines and equipment are the main demanding sectors. Packaging in the plastics business was responsible for over 50% of the revenues, with large machines delivered in this first half. In the casting business, trucks and agriculture together represented about 79% of the net revenues in the first half of 2014. These sectors present a poor performance this year, and the second half should not show any significant recovery. On the other hand, the wind power sector is showing that second half in 2015 might be better. The chart number seven, the revenue distribution. Machine tools account for about 6-7% of the revenues in the first half of 2014, followed by plastics with 18% and castings with 15%. In the dark blue part of the graph just below, we see foreign markets showing a growth in the first two quarters of 2014 compared to the same period in 2013. Structured actions in Europe, US, and Latin America focusing on international expansions are resulting in increasing the revenues abroad in line with our strategic plan. Moving to the chart number 8, this is the sales distribution. Domestic revenues accounted for 79% in 2014. The main overseas market was Europe, followed by Asia, that's basically represented by BW Machines, our German operation. In the U.S. market, many actions have been taken to consolidate Romy's brand and increase sales in that market. Romy will be in the sector largest trade show in the U.S. called IMTS. They will take place in September, in about a month. In the chart number 9, the order entry and backlog. Order entry in the second quarter 2014 decreased 34.3% compared to the same period in 2013. Such decrease reflects the political and economic uncertainties and the lack of confidence of the local industry in making new investment that we already mentioned before. In a six-month period, order entry also decreased by 16%. Machine tools was the unit that decreased less, mainly because of the solid order entry of our German operation, BW. Order backlog is quite stable when compared to the second quarter 2013, in a level of 320 million reais. The chart number 10, the cost structure. Despite the lower production level this year and inflationary environment, the company focused on operational efficiency, making our cost structure more flexible, reflect positively on the cost side. All necessary adjustments in all areas have been promptly made to ensure competitiveness regardless of the capacity utilization. The chart number 11, the profitability. Gross margin this quarter reached 27.7%, pretty similar to the 28% the second quarter 2013. In the machinery businesses, gross margin improved, especially in the plastic division. However, in the opposite direction, the casting business delivered lower margins due to the lower capacity utilization. The operational efficiency measure, the initiatives of meaning cost reduction and gradual price recovery have been responsible for the consistent gross margin reported by the company in the last quarters. The chart number 12, EBITDA margin decreased this quarter compared to 2013, mainly due to operating expenses that have a more fixed behavior and a lower volume scenario impacts this margin. The net result in this quarter was negative in the amount of 0.7 million reais, due to the same aspects just mentioned before. The chart number 13, this is the business unit's results. Overall, the improvements and adjustments of main efficiency in all areas and the gradual price recovery were very important to offset inflation, raw material, labor, and general expenses. The results of the both mentioned aspects can be seen on the machine tools business, where margins improved in 2014 compared to 2013, even though revenues were at the same level in both periods. The same improvement happened in the plastic business, but here the volume and the mix of products had a positive impact in the gross margin and consequently in the EBIT and EBITDA margins. They improved in the EBITDA side. We improved from minus 8.5 to a positive level of 4.6% in this first half of 2014. Castings is still performing negative due to the low level of capacity utilization. This first half 2014 was below 50%. impacted by the lower truck and agriculture machinery production this year. This business has a high level of fixed costs and is strongly impacted by lower volumes. In the chart number 14, during the second quarter, net debt reached by about 102 million reais due to the higher inventory levels. Such increase in inventories was to slightly increase machines availability to supply the orders expected from the largest Brazilian trade show last May. However, as mentioned by our CEO, the economic scenario had a faster decline in sales came below historical levels. Also, VW inventories, our German operation, had an increase this quarter due to the major part of its revenues are scheduled to happen in the second half of this year. All necessary measures to get back inventories to its normal levels within 2014 were already taken, and it should reflect positively in the cash generation. The chart number 15, as mentioned in our previous calls, most BW machines in 2014 are scheduled to be delivered in the second half of the year, especially in the last quarter. Overall, 2014 first half results were similar to 2013, despite the 10.2% lower revenues in the first half 2014. However, our expectations of positive results for 2014 remains unchanged. BW operations remains quite solid, with a strong order entry in 2014 and backlog of about 37 million euros as of June 2014. And the chart number 16, as already mentioned, Rome's business is very sensitive to the macroeconomic scenarios and presents strong fluctuations on demand depending on the confidence and uncertainty levels. Currently, the country is facing a difficult scenario, and the impacts can be seen in our operations, especially in the order entry. Also, this fact, allied to the lack of positive perspective, makes our shares performance below the Bovespa index. Yesterday, Rome announced a share buyback program of up to 3 million shares. Such program has a one-year duration and is based on the rationale that the company has been doing several important improvements on the operational side, and it should add value on a long-term basis. I'd like to thank your participation, and now we move to the Q&A session to answer the questions you might have. Thank you very much for participating.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. I'd like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you'd like to pose a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. This concludes today's question and answer session. The Investor Relations Department is available to answer any further questions you may have. Livaldo dos Santos, at this time, you may proceed with your closing statements.
Thanks again to be with us, and have a nice day.
Quarter earnings results conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.